Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. It is time for our lightning bets on this Thursday. Joe, where are you starting us off today? What are we betting on tonight?
All right, let's go NFL, Super Bowl. Super Bowl bet of the day. We were talking about the specials earlier. A player that we are all in on for player props. We saw a special that is gettable. Let's just say that. Now, it would have to be in line with what he did last week through the air. But Pacheco, 50-plus receiving yards and a touchdown, can be rushing or receiving, you could find at 14-1. So Pacheco, 50-plus receiving, plus a touchdown, 14-1. College hoops, let's see. UAB, they're favored by 1.5 against FAU on their 20-game win streak. So they played really tight last time. FAU escaped 88-86. UAB is going to be ready. There's a reason they are the short home favorite here. I'm taking UAB, and I'm also going to take a home team this time, an underdog, Wichita State, getting 12.5 against Houston. Houston, yeah, I mean, the metrics love them. The defense, phenomenal, per usual, but we all know they don't score a ton, and they're getting double digits here, Wichita State is, and Houston typically plays close conference games. So give me UAB minus 1.5 and Wichita State plus 12.5.
All right. I like it. Aaron, what do you got?
I am also all in on Isaiah Pacheco. Over 66.5 rushing plus receiving yards, over 12.5 receiving yards, and maybe I'll have more at multiple books when I get off this show and take a look at the numbers other places. And you guys say Purdue, I say Purdue. To make the Final Four, plus 240, and to win it all at 10-1. Let's go.
All in on the Boilermakers. All in. I can't wait. It's going to be fun now that first weekend. I'm going to message you guys about Purdue when they're going down that first weekend. All right. Here's what I got. I two futures putting in. One short-term, one long-term. Short-term, I'm going to take the 2-1. LeBron to break the scoring record 3 games from now at home against Oklahoma City. Let's put that in. And then I'm with Reed. I haven't given up on UConn. And at 35-1, I think it's the best number we've seen in a long time. They were down to 10-1, maybe 8-1 when they were really hot. So at 35-1, still a top 10-ish team in a good conference, I will take them. So that adds to my – I have three futures out there to win the title in college basketball. I mean, you guys will morph into college basketball and have your portfolios, you know, in the next month or so. So here's what I have. I have Texas at 30-1 before the Chris Beard thing. I have Marquette at 75-1 from earlier the season. And now I have UConn at 35. So those are my three. And then I have Rutgers to make the Final Four at 20-1. So those are my teams.
I like that. That's a good list.
Yeah, I feel good about that. So I'll have some fun watching March Madness with that. All right. Paul, what do you got tonight?
I just have one. I'm actually looking at the Super Bowl. I'm going to take a night off from college hoops. But I totally agree with the UAB assessment. It's just very, very fishy. So staying away. Don't hate the look to actually bet it, though. I will go with Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, under 19.5 rushing yards. I am shocked to see this number much closer to 20. So I will go under 19.5 rushing yards for Patrick Mahomes. It could get to a spot close game where he's like, all right, got to make a play, and that's how you lose it. But I would think they will try to be more conservative than not for the majority of the game.
And you get the kneel downs at the end when win.
True. True. That'd be sad. But also happy.
One bet tonight. All right, let's go to anything for Jake. More baseball futures. Well, tomorrow we're doing some MLB futures. I'm excited for that. An MLB futures
segment
tomorrow with great.
I've been waiting so long. No, I just have one thing that I would like to present from the internet. It's just so stupid. This lady posted on TikTok that this whole story, how she's in Jewel grocery stopping, and she goes, and I saw this lady mean mugging me across the aisle, so I gave her a nasty look back. Then we were in the frozen aisle, and she rammed her cart into mine, and I decided, wait, this girl kind of looks familiar from my childhood. Then she goes, and then I realized I knew this girl from when we were kids and we were on opposing dance battle groups, and we proceeded to dance battle in Jewel.
This is a lie. No way. That's
for sure so staged, but it's the cinematography. It's so funny. It's hilarious. It's so great. I love the internet. It's so stupid.
What percentage of these things that go viral like this, right, or TikTok things you see in the what percentage are made up? My guess is 90. It's just nonsense,
least.
Right? Yeah.
I know Jake hates these people. Don't get me started on these people that, you know, in the grocery store just bothering normal people going about their day, whether it's, you know, throwing something at them and, you know, running away or moaning in their ear. Just I can't stand these TikTokers. Oh my God, I want to punch them all in the face.
I thought this was stuff that actually happened to you.
Not me.
Joe would not be on this show. He'd be incarcerated.
Yeah. No, Jake, don't you watch some of that and think how you would react?
I've seen a couple, and yeah, I mean, I would also be incarcerated. I'd be on the run, but like, you know, it'd just be bad. But like, I've curated my internet algorithm so perfectly. Now, I get the weirdest things imaginable, and it's hilarious, and it makes me laugh, but I don't get like, I hate prank videos like that. Like, it's just the lowest form of humor you could ever imagine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's not quality television like the Jamie Kennedy experiment was back in the day. I knew the guy. I was in a fantasy football league with a guy that was what do they call it? X'd by, and that Mike Ditka was in on. Oh my God. Just that was legitimate. That wasn't completely staged. But anyways, he threw his water on the waiter. And that was his reaction. He didn't know he was on the, he was yelling at a guy that was getting mad at Ditka. He's like, that's the coach. What a weird.
Speaking of nonsense on the internet, have there been any clips that have gone up of Jake's appearance on updating? I haven't
seen. Oh yeah,
I've been yesterday looking. There have not. Yeah.
Okay.
What are they doing?
If this doesn't
there was no
make
reels,
the cut,
there was no stories.
Yeah, if this doesn't make the cut, I'm gonna be upset.
too.
I'm sure it will, because the clips they posted yesterday or the day before was from like their Phoenix show, and that was the week before the Chicago show, I think. Okay. So I think it's just like a catch-up process.
And plus you kiss, Super Bowl so week. I think it'll definitely make it.
Yeah.
Okay, really quick, how was the kiss? I missed it.
I mean, what do you want from me, Aaron? Like, what do you looking
one
for?
To ten. One to
good
ten.
What do you want to say here?
Scale of one to ten.
As awkward as it was. It was very awkward. You're on stage. You're being filmed. So take that into account.
Scale of one to ten, like 7.5 probably.
Okay.
Nice.
Decent.
In Chicago, 7.5.
Chicago scale.
My favorite was when she was like, oh, you're cute. At the...
Yeah, and then she was like, well, you didn't compliment me. And I was like, because I really don't have anything nice to say about you.
Oh, wow.
In my head,
the
I didn't say that
all personality. The looks of personality you talked
no,
about.
No, her personality was atrocious.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean,
when she said, oh, you're cute, when she had him stand up, wasn't she totally, like, sizing him up? Like, she walked closer. I'm like, wait, she's trying to see.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, this girl is so awkward. If I were Jake, I'd be running.
Wouldn't believe that I was 6'2", but
really
then also
thirsty.
Needs to be, yeah, like, doesn't believe I'm 6'2", but then needs to feel like she's wearing my skin for some reason. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, that's how close she was to me.
Actually, like, things started to deteriorate a little bit. Like, you could tell it wasn't going to work out. And at some point, Jake said something like, you know, just on his spiel, something, and, like, knocked Joe Rogan, like, something like, oh, I don't listen to, you know, I'm not one of those mouth breathers that listens to Joe Rogan or something. And later... So this girl has her family in the back, and someone yells later, like, when I think Jake might have been back in the back, and the girl's kind of like, yeah, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And the family yells, we listen to Joe Rogan or something like that.
Proves my point more than anything.
The girl's parents went to this?
No.
Like, the next morning,
I was like,
the girl's sister
clearly
went to
she.
It.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, you guys didn't tell us that Joe Rogan came up when they were on stage.
I know, you left that out.
It was me. Yeah, I think
so
I
how did
say
come up?
Mouth. Because
it was like, what are your good qualities?
How are you different from other guys? I'm pretty sure I did say I'm not a mouth breather that listens to Joe Rogan.
That just out of the sky. You just brought up
not off the dome, baby.
That's a good one. And then
the crowd did not think it was that great. The crowd was not a fan of it.
Yeah, a bunch of mouth breathers. There is something really underrated about mouth breather as an insult.
It's so great. We need to bring it back. It was popular for a while. Mouth breather had a good couple years run.
But like, do you ever get self-conscious? Like if you're like on the bike
all the time.
Or like, and it's like, oh my
all
God, breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. Your mouth breathing.
Or when you're sick and you just have like that sense of despair, like I have to breathe through my mouth, otherwise I will not be able to breathe at all. It's tough. Allergy season, it's not great.
I never thought about it if I'm a mouth breather or not. Now I'm going to be thinking about this the rest of the day. How am I breathing right now?
Joe forces other people to be mouth breathers in his yoga class when he's ripping them.
That's true.
Well, I was going to say, Joe's going to be a baseball practice, like sizing these kids up, like, all right, who's breathing through their mouth right now?
Yep. Negative why is that five. Such a negative trait? I love it. I don't know why, but it is.
There's the connotation that a mouth breather is a dummy. Like, you got his mouth breathing right over.
It's good. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm glad we ended with this. A little more update on what happened to Jake. A little
mouth breathing.
Yeah.
So we're thinking hopefully today or tomorrow that it's out there.
I would say next week. I doubt they do it on a Friday, right?
Oh, next week.
Yeah. So we'll take segments.
Super Bowl week. They're saving the good show. Super Bowl week. Good.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We had a lot to talk about. Our first Friday without football in a while, without a game. So we have some extra time to spend on things, including some MLB futures tomorrow. We'll have fun with that. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rohn. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
Joe Gilio here. Download the free Odyssey app now to watch and listen to BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM 9 to noon Eastern on your home for wagertainment, the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.